Time for the high school report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank. It is time for our weekly check-in with our friend Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports. Hey, Mark, how are you this afternoon?
All right, how are you, Rick?
Doing all right. You were telling me you're getting some snow, and it's actually sticking to the ground up your way.
Yeah, right around 3 inches. Nothing major. We've seen, obviously, a lot worse, but the roads are pretty slick, and probably have to get plowed later this season.
Hey, it sounds like you had a great time on your trips to Bingham.
Oh, it was a blast, Rich. It was, one of my, I had two trips, and, best experiences I've had since, starting the website. It's, and I had my old coach from over 30 years ago came up and did the games with me last night, so that was a joy.
I saw that. How cool is that to get to work with your coach?
Yes, and I mean, we've stayed friends over the years, and as I said, it's 33 years ago now that he was my coach, and he drove up from Southern Maine and did the game, so I was pretty happy about that.
33 years ago? What were you playing when you were six?
Yeah, I was on the varsity team when I was six.
My goodness, it's been an interesting week in high school basketball. Maybe the big one, how about that Ellsworth-Old Town matchup?
Yeah. I don't really like the saying. It's kind of good to get the loss before the tournament, but Old Town had a lot of close games, and, this was bound to happen eventually. Maybe, all these teams are pretty equal. Old Town, Ellsworth, Orono, and there's, some teams that are a little bit lower seed, Caribou and Herman, that could cause some damage too. So Class B's pretty even. So, that might have been a good, I don't say a wake-up call, because it's not really a huge upset, Ellsworth beating Old Town. But, I don't think it hurts them. They're still number one, and, they'll be in the, right there at the end. I'm also in Class A, undefeated team Mount Blue went down to Mesolowski. I know that's not real local, but Mesolowski, that was a big win for them.
I wanted to ask you, Mark, before we talk about some of the games this weekend and next week, what are your thoughts on this whole controversy about teams running up the score?
Well, talking to a few people, well, first of all, there is some of that, and I don't, I don't think you need to score 130 points in a 32-minute basketball game, but I talk to most coaches, and they say, lately, and they say, they've been on both ends of that, winning by a lot and losing by a lot. And when they lose by a lot, they just say their team needs to get better. It's not the other team. I mean, the other team needs to prepare and do what they need to do to get ready for the rest of the season. And if they're doing that to a lot of teams, maybe it's not best to sit out your starters or whatnot. But you do it 4 or 5 times. And I think my thing was with that, it was an AD of a school that their field hockey team won 18-0. In the, that's, to me, that's just as bad as scoring 120.
Right.
In a basketball game. So, I mean, I think, the ones complaining shouldn't be complaining, I guess is what I'm saying there. And again, you don't need to score 130 points in a 32-minute game. But that, again, you just play the game, you play. It's more, the other team just needs to get better. That's my main point of view on that. And and I don't think it was as big of a deal for the MPA as it was made out to be in the public. I'm sure somebody contacted them, because when an AD makes a complaint, they have to take it seriously. But I don't think it was out like it was. I don't think they're ever going to be banned from the postseason.
Well, no, and I wish, frankly, I wish the NPA wouldn't have been contacted or involved at all. Frankly, that's something you ought to handle, I think, between the two schools.
Yeah, exactly. And again, that same school that was, didn't like, getting blown out in a basketball game, won a field hockey game 18-0. So, yeah. I think, I just think it's kind of, it was silly, I think. And again, I don't think you need to beat a team by 100 points, no. But I don't think, the losing team should. I believe they should just get better. work on
right,
getting better.
Right. And you, I can understand. Look, you want to keep your guys in there, but you don't need to be going for personal or individual records when you're up by 80 or 90 points either. But ultimately, you do that, and that becomes your school's reputation. You have to live with that. And by the way, you know, anybody who's coached knows, you do that once, you live with it later on when your teams aren't as good, and somebody always has a long memory, and payback will come your way.
Well, no doubt. What comes around goes around, and you know, coaches, most coaches know that, and either they're not planning on being around for a while and they don't care, or they don't know that, because you know, most that I talk to do know that, and it usually does come back around.
We're talking with Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports here on Downtown. So what's ahead for this weekend and next week for some key games to keep our eyes on?
Well, postponed tonight, but there are a few going on down you know, MDI, Ellsworth Way. Caribou and Presque Isle are there staying overnight. They're playing, you know, so those two schools, those four schools are going at it this weekend. So Caribou will play MDI, and then they play Ellsworth, you know, today and tomorrow, and Prescott will be the other way around. So there's some good basketball up there, down there, and this weekend. So that'll be good. You know, we got a game tomorrow. George Stevens boys, the 12-2, they're coming to Guilford and playing the Pirates. So that's kind of, you know, a big one. We're looking forward to seeing George Stevens. Haven't seen them this year, and you know, they're one of the favorites in Class C, a wide open Class C. So that's going to be interesting there.
All right, well, we'll keep our eyes open for that. And, of course, follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything that's going on, not just in high school sports, but colleges and more. Mark, you stay put there tonight. Watch that snow fall and have yourself a great weekend. We'll check in with you again next Friday. That's Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports with us here on Downtown.